The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Friday, the third week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Jesus' rich doctrine on the Holy Eucharist continues in today's Gospel. This is the next to last installment of John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse. We'll hear the conclusion of this passage in the Mass for tomorrow. In the Gospel, Jesus reiterates his teaching. While the crowd disputes what Jesus has to say, the Lord is as insistent as ever. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Well, what does it mean for us that Jesus really gives us his holy body and precious blood as food for our souls? Well, despite their initial doubt and an incomplete understanding that would not be dispelled until after the resurrection and the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the apostles transmitted to the first Christians their unwavering faith in the reality of the Holy Eucharist. This faith was reiterated at the Council of Trent, which clarified church teaching in light of the Protestant revolt. And the Catechism quotes the Council of Trent in paragraph 1376. It says, because Christ our Redeemer said that it was truly his body that he was offering under the species of bread, it has always been the conviction of the Church of God, and this Holy Council now declares again that by the consecration of the bread and wine, there takes place a change of the whole substance of the bread into the substance of the body of Christ our Lord, and of the whole substance of the wine into the substance of his blood. This change the Holy Catholic Church has fittingly and properly called transubstantiation. Well, transubstantiation is one of those Catholic words that we ought to know and be able to explain. It describes the manner by which Christ becomes present in the Eucharist and abides there as long as the outward appearances of the bread and wine remain. At the same time, we don't want our faith in the Eucharist to be expressed only in theological terminology. Right belief is essential, but so is right practice. So, the question is, not only what do I believe about the Eucharist, but how can I put that belief into practice? Well, here's a few tips. One, never voluntarily miss Mass on Sundays or holy days of obligation. The path to eternal life does not pass through ESPN, Sunday sports leagues, or Disney's Magic Kingdom. And to voluntarily miss Sunday Mass without a sufficient reason, such as sickness, is a mortal sin, and the person who commits this sin must go to confession before receiving Holy Communion. Secondly, try to attend Mass during the week, at least occasionally. We could also try to spend some time in Eucharistic adoration. It also helps if we dress well. Now, it's certainly true our times are more informal than they were a generation or two ago. Nevertheless, the way we dress often reflects the value we associate with the activity in which we're engaged. And what could be more important than encountering the Lord? And it goes without saying that we should also dress modestly. Furthermore, we could always make an effort to be on time and not to leave early. Again, our time is important to us. And when we give our time wholeheartedly to God, well, that will never fail us. And then finally, we can try to turn each day into a Mass, with our desk or wherever we work, as the altar where we make a sacrifice of our lives for others. But with God's help, may we always live what we believe. God bless you.